Today's show is brought to you by Gift Receipts. Thank goodness you can take back those furry slippers from Aunt Mildred and get something that you really don't need anyway.
Bob McLean. Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and sunny. Ice is melting, and power is slowly but surely coming back on. Great to have you along, just in time. Hour number two getting underway, the Bobby Mac Show for Tuesday. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address is bob@1063word.com. To the phones we go to lead off hour number two, beginning with John. He is in Greenwood and is the leadoff batter in the Bobby Mac Show, if the phone line will ever connect. There we go. Hi, John. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I got a curious question. I just got to thinking about all the immigrants' new iPhones and all that.
Right.
Remember how we went through that spell with Obama spying in on Americans' phone calls?
Well, they're still giving away the so-called Obama phones. Now, it's not quite in the profusion it was during the preceding president, but there's been a lot of discussion about NSA and other alphabet agencies listening in on what we're talking about.
Well, I was just wondering, why couldn't Trump and them use their same method to find out where the money's coming from on them?
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of it's one of those hiding in plain sight explanations. I think everybody knows that the leftists, what's the guy's name? Tom, whatever, a leftist billionaire, Styron, or whatever his name is, George Soros, Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, round up the usual suspects. They all have skin in the game on funding this caravan.
So they don't want to be found out, basically.
Yeah, but I think realistically, we know who is behind this.
Well, Bobby, I appreciate the call.
Yes, sir. Thank you, John. How's the weather down there in Greenwood? You guys, did you get a dusting of snow, or what did you guys end up where you are?
We ended up with just a little bit of ice, and it's turned out to be a real nice day here today.
Yeah, it is pretty.
But yeah, that's about all we got hit on is ice.
Well, I'm glad you guys dodged the worst part of it, John, and I appreciate the call. Let's go to an area that I think did get substantially more wintry weather. That's Union, and Pat is there. How are things in Union today, Pat?
Beautiful.
Excellent.
All we got was some ice and pockets of hail.
Nice. Yeah. I hate to see that ice because, of course, that stuff is undrivable, but could have been worse.
Yes. We were blessed.
Yep.
I talked to you before about going to Canada. I called up to buy land, and they wouldn't sell me any.
Oh, yeah, right.
They told me I could let an apartment or a hotel motel room for 3 months. If I wished to stay longer, I had to apply, and I had to have a good reason.
Other than just you want to be there.
That's right.
Did you happen to ask him, Pat, about applying for government assistance in Canada?
No, I didn't, but I asked about dual citizenship, and they wouldn't hear anything of it.
You know, it's funny, and I've recommended this in the past. Just go to a search engine on the web and look up the immigration laws in Mexico. You will be astounded at the severity of what you have to go through to try and immigrate to Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah. I have one other thing to say. Silent Sam was on the news again.
Oh, really?
I'd like to remind everybody, that is an American soldier, and you were letting foreigners pound on him? I was thoroughly disgusted, and I still am.
And now the elitist wackos that are running University of North Carolina Chapel Hill, as they are most of them in this country, their plan now is to spend like $5 million to build some kind of museum and put the Silent Sam statue in there. You're right. They're overlooking the fact that under federal law, following the conclusion of the war between the states, or war of northern aggression, or as Grandma Hughes used to call it, the late unpleasantness, Confederate soldiers were considered to be United States veterans. So, yeah. So when they attacked the Statue of Silent Sam, essentially they might as well be attacking the Tomb of the Unknowns, because both are for veterans.
Yes.
But of course,
I have to agree.
Yeah, they don't. They don't want that part mentioned, do they?
Yeah, no. But I have to agree with your grandmother, and I'm from the north.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it, and I'm glad you guys got off with better weather than many of the folks did. It seems like north of 85 and through western North Carolina was the heaviest hit. Oh, is this Presley from Tea Party? Yeah, my buddy Presley Stutz from Greenville Tea Party joins me next. Hey. Hi, Presley. How are you, bud?
Hey, Bobby. I'm fine. I'm out here on Roper Mountain Road trying to get onto Woodruff Road, and you know what that's like.
Yeah, dude, lots of fun. Yeah, it's almost as much fun as, if I had a choice between that or root canal work, I'd have to flip a coin.
Well, speaking of fun, Bob, I tell you what, I was late for a lunch appointment because I walked by the television and I saw the SmackDown going on between Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
That was rich, wasn't it?
So Trump is there, and he was like Brer Rabbit. Don't throw me into that briar patch.
Right, yeah.
I would have paid good money to watch that. You know, it's kind of like a WWE match.
Yeah, it would have been fun just to be a fly on the wall in the Oval Office, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. But I did a little bit of math, Bob. Trump's only asking for $5 billion. He was asking for $25
billion. Right.
I don't know why he doesn't need the other $20 billion. But I took $5 billion and I divided it into a $4 trillion annual budget we have here in the United States.
Right.
And he's only asking for 1/1,000th of 1% of our budget to protect us. And we spend over $90 billion a year just taking care of these illegal immigrants. So it just doesn't make sense. It's just very disingenuous.
Sure it is.
With the Democrats, all they want are undocumented voters. And all I have to say is one word, California. And, you know, they've gone to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah. And in fact, in the next hour of the show, I'm joined by the former head of the California GOP. And we're going to talk about the ballot harvesting that went on out there and just what a mess California is. So you're right. California, it's gone. It's a disaster.
It is. And, every time I watch President Trump, you know, his willingness to be transparent with the people, he speaks what's on his mind. And, he had Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer caught like deer in the headlights. I mean, they didn't know what to do. My hat's off to the president. Give him the $5 billion. If he needs $25 billion, I'm fine with that, too.
Me, too.
We've got to protect the sovereignty of this country, Bob.
Absolutely. And we are under attack from a bunch of invaders. And the left can talk all they want. Thank you, Presley. I appreciate the call. The left can talk all they want about the morality of it. But where is the morality of violating American law? You know, you remember it was Jeb Bush who said that coming to this country illegally was an act of love. Were those acts of love that we saw by those people throwing rocks and bottles and everything else they could find at our Border Patrol agents at San Ysidro? I've heard of tough love, but that's ridiculous. 4:16 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise on here on Tuesday. Welcome back. Great to have you along. President Trump, Twitter feed, red hot. The president's been slamming Lion James Comey, as he calls him, for being a weasel of epic proportions. You remember Comey testified before Congress on Friday. There was a lot that he conveniently couldn't seem to recall. Is your name James Comey? I'm sorry, Senator, I don't know. And the president has been all over this stuff, tweeting, "It's being reported that weakened James Comey was told by Department of Justice attorneys not to answer the most important questions." And that's true. The attorneys kept leaning over and whispering in his ear, we can't answer that question. The national security, it would reveal sources and methods. Total bias and corruption at the highest levels of previous administration, the president tweeted. And I think that's true, too. Does anybody believe this whole business of Trump-Russia collusion doesn't have Obama's fingerprints all over it? Now, the president tweeting, "Force him to answer the questions under oath." And then later, the president tweeted, "On 245 occasions, former FBI Director James Comey told House investigators he didn't know, didn't recall, or couldn't remember things when asked. Opened investigations on four Americans, not two. Didn't know who signed off and didn't know Christopher Steele. All are lies." And then the president continuing to tweet, "Weakened James Comey must have set a record for who lied the most to Congress in one day. His Friday testimony was so untruthful. This whole deal is a rigged fraud headed up by dishonest people who would do anything so that I would not become president." And they're now exposed. And the president was not done. He tweeted out this gem today at 1:50 p.m. "James Comey just totally exposed his partisan stance by urging his fellow Democrats to take back the White House in 2020. In other words, he is and has been a Democrat. Comey had no right heading the FBI at any time, but especially after his mind exploded." Well, that's one way to put it. Mr. Trump, you don't really have to sugarcoat it. You can tell us what you really think. And then the president finally tweeted, "I don't care what you think of the president. It cannot bleed over to the FBI. Comey is confirming there is bias in the FBI." And he refers to Chris Swecker. Mr. Swecker, you may recall, we talked about. He is one of those speaking out about, and is he a former... former FBI official, high-ranking FBI official. And I suspect there are a lot of them that are embarrassed by what Comey has done to the reputation of the nation's premier law enforcement agency. To the phones we go. Easily is my next stop. And Jim is there. Hi, Jim, and welcome to the program.
Hey, good afternoon. My favorite radio talk show host.
Thank you, sir. Very kind.
This is South Carolina Buckeye. And I'll tell you what, I am just really upset at the Republicans. I'm just about furious with them. That's what I am. But, boy, it just bothers me. Have you ever noticed that the Democrats, no matter what the issue is, they're in lockstep.
Yep.
To whatever Pelosi and Schumer have to say.
Yeah,
get one of those guys stepping out of line.
No, you're exactly right. I've complained about this for more than a decade. You know, Barack Obama could have used an assault rifle and machine gunned a school bus full of children and nuns, and every Democrat would have rallied around him and said, "Well, he was forced to it. He had to do it. It was self-defense." Yeah. And let anybody in any of the weasels, the rhino faction in the GOP, at the first hint of trouble, they run for the hills.
Yep. And it bothers me, you know, that the Democrats say that, and virtually anything that comes up that's Republican, no matter what issue it is,
right,
you get talking points from about every corner of the Democratic Party. That's clear, they're talking points. They're rehearsed, they're told what to say. but they all say it, and they're just up in arms about every little teeny thing. When the Democrats propose something stupid, like most of the time, you rarely ever hear Republicans say anything. And Trump is kind of undoing that, which I agree with.
Yes.
Sometimes I just wish he'd be quiet.
Right.
But the thing that bothers me is, if you recall, for the last 10 or 15 years, Republicans have been advertising, we're a party of the big tent. We want everybody. So they did. They got their abortionists. They got their anti-wall people.
Right.
They got all these mid-range people. In the morning, I'll be honest with you, I listen to Hugh Hewitt because I just can't stand the alternative. But I can't stand Hugh Hewitt either. He calls himself a center-right.
Yeah.
And the problem is virtually every issue that comes up, he takes the leftmost position that a Republican can take and still say he's conservative.
Right.
It's invariable. And these center-right Republicans, you don't hear a peep out of them when the Democrats do all their stupid things. And I think it goes back to that big tent policy that we've got all these fruitcakes in the Republican Party, and we can't get any of them to agree on anything.
You know, it reminds me.
That's what I have to say. It just really bothers me. I wish.
Well, it does me too.
I moved down here to South Carolina, and here's old Lindsey Graham.
Right.
He won. And yeah, I still don't trust him. I don't care how good he was at those hearings.
You are right
that
to not trust him.
Not a conservative.
You are absolutely right to not trust him. No, he is not a conservative. He tries to paint himself as one. But look,
yep.
It's all in the way the language is used. Remember Ronald Reagan said when he was asked about previously in his adulthood being a Democrat, and Ronald Reagan famously said, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me. And conversely, the same way that anybody who is now called alt-right or extremist on the right or conservative extremist, these are people who used to be in the middle because they supported things like our founding documents. And yet the media, controlled by the left, has managed to convince people that if you're not signed up for the 1,000-mile march with Chairman Mao, then you're somehow some kind of extremist. And as for the collusion in the Democrat Party, you know, the way they rally around and support each other no matter what they're accused of. Remember during the Obama administration when it was revealed that these newspaper and media reporters were getting together in the morning and deciding on what the talking point was going to be for the day? Does anybody believe that's not still going on either?
Yep, I know.
So
and it just bothers me. The Republicans, they're just such a bunch of weasels.
Yeah.
It just bothers me to no end.
Well, you know.
Hey, thank you for your time, and you do a great show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
By the way, one more thing.
Yes, sir.
I heard Kasich make stupid comments in the last 2 weeks. He did the same old nonsense that Kasich's famous for. And I voted for him when I was still in Ohio. And he was the best of the choices. But
right.
That guy's nothing but a Republican weasel.
Yeah, he's a Democrat in Republican clothing. Jim, thank you very much. I appreciate appreciate the call, and I appreciate your listening, sir. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Time for us to check with Annie in the News Center again. I'm right back on the other side as we cruise on here on Tuesday on WORD. Yeah, your guess is as good as mine. I'm left to conclude that our buddies up at Fort Meade. Hello up there, Marilyn. Good to see you guys. Had some kind of mystery tone that was playing during that one commercial. Mr. McLean, your battery pack for the transmission server is ringing my ears off. Thought you should know. Yep, you and 56 other texters in the last couple of minutes. That doesn't even count all the phone calls that came into Moneypenny. So we're inquiring minds want to know exactly what was going on there. And there is a level of uncertainty in our minds as to where that was coming from. Probably hacking. Actually, probably some kind of tone that is sent to engineering and somehow made its way to the air would be my guess. Hey, how about this? This is from the Apple Doesn't Fall Far from the Tree Department. She is her father's daughter, Dominique Sharpton, daughter of Shakedown Green Mail artist Al Sharpton, scored a $95,000 settlement from the city of New York. Why did she walk away with this newfound cash? Oh, she sprained her ankle. Even though she had posted photos of herself on social media climbing a mountain in Bali and strutting around in high heels 7 months after the fall. Certainly had long-lasting repercussions, didn't it? Well, it took nearly 4 years, but the administration of commie Bill de Blasio and his administration lawyers finally threw in the towel in the case. A spokesman for the New York City Law Department said, after a thorough evaluation, we determined that settling this case was in the best interest of the city. Now, why do you think they reached that conclusion? Do you think that perhaps being New York City, if Al Sharpton's daughter had a case for a personal injury brought before a jury, that it wouldn't have been $95,000, it would have been $9,500,000, so they decided to cut their losses? Yeah. The 32-year-old resident of Brooklyn, the eldest daughter of the activist and TV host, sued the city April 2015 for $5 million for severely injuring her right leg on cracked pavement crossing Broadway at Broom Street in 2014. In an Instagram post posted the day of the stumble, Dominique posted, I sprained my ankle real bad. Laugh out loud. Her suit said she was in permanent physical pain. Same way we are when we have to listen to Al Sharpton. But the fall did not stop her from wearing high heels, mounting a ladder to decorate a Christmas tree, and even hiking for 2 hours up a mountain during a girl's getaway to Indonesia in May of 2016. Yes, she did post photos of herself performing those feats on social media. The case was settled after the city admitted it was aware of the cracked pavement in the crosswalk, but did nothing to fix it. Reached by phone Friday, Dominique Sharpton wasn't even aware that a deal had been reached. I don't really know the particulars at this time, she told the New York Post. Her lawyer, John Eleftherakis, said the case was always about fair compensation for Ms. Sharpton's ankle injury, which we contend was a result of the city's negligence. You think if you walk around any borough of New York, you could find some cracked pavement somewhere to stumble on? You'd be lucky if you could find any smooth pavement, let alone, jeez. Despite unfair treatment in the press, yeah, there we go. This settlement reflects the reasonableness of Ms. Sharpton, who was willing to settle her meritorious claim for a fair amount based on all factors. The deal comes after Sharpton missed 4 scheduled depositions over 6 months 2 years ago, causing city lawyer Michelle Fox to gripe that the plaintiff stymied the city's efforts to litigate this matter. Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Margaret Chan gave Sharpton one last chance to show up or else see her case dismissed. When Sharpton did sit down for a grilling in July 2016, she admitted she changed her party clothes and attended a 2-hour gospel concert for her father's 60th birthday hours after the incident. So she was obviously really hobbled by this. Did she break any bones? No. but she underwent surgery for ligament tears. Still, the injuries didn't prevent her from visiting her fiancé in Miami, dancing with her dad in New Orleans, working out, and touring the country in a play. All activities she detailed in her deposition. The payout surprised legal experts, said Elizabeth Ellender, an experienced Manhattan litigator not involved in the case. That sounds like a very generous settlement under the circumstances. One longtime personal injury attorney asked incredulously, for a sprained ankle, they paid $95,000? Sounds like an effing de Blasio administration settlement to me. It's really worth about half that, not even maybe $25,000 or $35,000, said the lawyer who asked not to be identified. The legal shakedown resembles Al Sharpton's reported use of boycott threats against large companies like McDonald's and Macy's to generate large donations. So I guess it helps, you know, if your daddy is Al Sharpton. By the way, while we're talking about the lunacy of the left, Dean Martin's daughter spoke out about this business of the Christmas song, Baby, It's Cold Outside. Her daughter, Dina, was on Fox and Friends yesterday, and this is what she had to say about the controversy over pulling the song.
There's nothing bad about that song, and it just breaks my heart. And I know my dad would be going insane right now. He would say, well, what's the matter with you? You know, get over it. It's just a fun song. Because he was so sweet anyways. You know, he would never see anything bad
with
that. He was a great guy, fun guy, nice. And he wouldn't want to do anything offensive. That wasn't Dean Martin.
Yeah, well, in 21st century America, virtually anything you do can be found offensive by the left. Bobby, $95,000 probably just paid the attorney's fees by that time. Could be. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. We're right back with more as we cruise on here on Tuesday. Welcome back here at 4:51, 9 before 5. I know you're wondering, what's the deal with Greenville County Schools for tomorrow? Annie just stepped in from the news center to inform me. We have just learned that Greenville County Schools will be operating tomorrow on a two-hour delay. Okay? That's Greenville County Schools operating tomorrow on a two-hour delay. Annie will have all of the latest updates on the school reopenings coming up in the news, top of the hour at 5. Bobby, why in the you-know-what is Baby, It's Cold Outside bad and rap songs degrading women aren't? Little hypocrisy here, perhaps? Wilkins from Simpsonville. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't even read the lyrics of many of the rap songs on the radio. Bob, is this ironic or what? The German border near Strasbourg has been sealed off to France. I wonder how Monsieur Macron feels about that. Sacre bleu. Bob, that $95,000 probably split three ways. The judge, the lawyer, and the plaintiff. Not an uncommon arrangement. Yeah. Bobby, Dean Martin was a class act. Always had a cigarette in one hand and a martini in the other. A guy like him would bring progressives to an absolute fit. Bobby, my granddaughter discovered the carrot nose of her now melted snowman on the ground. The horror. The horror. Somebody in my neighborhood built a snowman, too, which gives you some idea. Bobby, laugh out loud. Mama says Al Sharpton looks like a human bobblehead. Gotcha. Bob, how else is a girl supposed to get money for a trip to Bali and buy Tommy Choo high heels? It's the Al Sharpton way, from Jim in Easley. Bob, about the tones that were playing during the commercial, NSA was blocking you due to too much truth coming from your radio station. Yeah, could well be it. Okay, I mentioned this was going to be an amazing true facts, but actually, this fits more in the category of good news for today. So here we go.
Time to feel good. It's Bobby Mack's good news.
Yep, here is today's good news story. All's well that ends well in this one. A lady in Pennsylvania was pregnant and realized she was about to give birth last week, so she jumped in the car but couldn't make it in time, knew she wasn't going to get to the hospital in time. So she pulled over in the parking lot of a Taco Bell and delivered the baby herself with the help of a 911 operator. Apparently, she only needed one push. And now she has some thoughts on the topic.
911 operator told me to find something to tie her cord with, and I had nothing. So I found a ribbon that I had in my car. So she had a shiny silver ribbon tying her cord. I mean, I think that we at least deserve some nachos out of this, because that happened.
I would agree. I would agree. Free nachos for that lady. I believe, in fact, we have some audio. The Bobby Mack semi-professional players claim they have discovered some of the audio from this incident as it transpired. Can we roll that tape, please?
Hey, could we take your order? Oh, pull around at park.
So, yeah, I'm inclined to agree with her. She does, at the very least. Some nachos. Whoa. Also in the good news category today, a woman in Jersey accidentally flushed her wedding ring down the toilet. This happened 9 years ago, and believe it or not, she just got it back. She mentioned it to a guy who works for the city 3 years ago while he was outside doing some work outside her home. He was doing some maintenance near a manhole on her street last month, and remembered her telling him, you know, hey, by the way, about 9 years ago, I accidentally flushed my wedding ring down the commode. Could you keep an eye out for it? It came back to him. He remembered the conversation. Sure enough, while he's doing maintenance on a manhole on her street last month, looked down and saw it sitting in some sludge. And picked it up and returned it to her. So, yeah. Yeah, good going. Your tax dollars at work.
I thought it was gone for good.
We retrieved it, and we were pretty elated, to say the least.
Hugged him and kissed him. And so you are a Christmas angel. I cannot believe this happened.
It was just very, very incredible that it just waited there. For us to find it and give it back to her.
I think it's amazing that he remembered, and I think he's a very kind, honest man. It was like a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, yeah, nice of that guy. He's got a good memory, too, to say, hey, wait a minute. That woman was talking about losing her wedding ring. Now, that's today's good news story. Annie has the real news of the day on the way next. 5 o'clock follies are coming right up.